Blog Talk Radio.
There's Melanesia, which is New Guinea, New Caledonia, Vanuatu, Fiji, and the Solomon Islands. Okay. Then there's Micronesia, which is the Marianas, Guam, Wake Island, Palau, Marshall Islands, Kiribati, Nauru, and the Federated States of Micronesia. And then there is Polynesia, which includes New Zealand, the Hawaiian Islands, Rotuma, Midway Islands, Samoa, American Samoa, Tonga, Tuvalu, Cook Islands, French Polynesia, and Easter Island. Wow. And a lot of American influence and you know, neocolonialism has existed on most of those places. Yeah. Really, really interesting. But let me take a minute to honor an ancestor, Asian Pacific ancestor, and this is Hung Yen Chang. He was the first Chinese American to be admitted as a lawyer in the United States in 1886. Wow. And, you know, for those of us of color in this country especially, can imagine the challenges and the hurdles that he had to overcome in order to get into that position. So to all the Asian American Pacific Islander ancestors, I want to just shout out and say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for finding a way to give us an opportunity to acknowledge you and acknowledge her absolutely. Ashe. Ashe. So let me share my overview with you, if I can find it here. Where is it sticking at? You know, I wonder if I even brought it up. Oh, I did. I did bring it up. Okay, let me share this with you. Here's what I'm going to get into tonight. And again, the theme is going beyond, and I'm calling this part going beyond into the unknown. So I'm going to first talk about the preparation for that. Then I'm going to talk about how it's important that we consciously choose a new direction. Then I'm going to talk about the mode of travel that you can choose or need to choose. And then about receiving help, which will be your personal growth opportunity. And I just have to jump back because I have some things out of order. But here we go. Here's the right order now. Just a reminder that we are in a mineral year, a time for remembering purpose, being on purpose, living purpose, also connecting with the souls of others. Yeah, really important time. My annual theme is What You Seek is Seeking You, which comes from a quote by the great Rumi. And I love this picture. I love that, our connection to a greater order and direction. And the theme for May is Go Beyond, and May being that Earth Month. And because I will be talking about going beyond again in December, at the end of the year, there's a fire element to this. Yeah. So the combination of earth and fire for us to be able to go beyond. You know, like I said, I've been waiting the 4 months to be able to get into this with you because I just love that it's about now is the time to experience the more of who you truly are. And it's important that we remember that because we're so used to being and doing what we think we need to do to get by, to be able to fit in, to be able to go along with the status quo. And we're in a time now where we're really being asked to experience the more of who we truly are and not just on the weekends when nobody can see, but that we start to bring this out into the world, that we start to really show up more authentically. And so this year we can choose to go beyond the borders of our trauma and step onto a new unknown path of fulfillment, joy, and happy endings. That is definitely why this is so important and what is waiting for us. Yeah. Oh, another shout out from Carmen. She said, I did a masterful job. Oh, thank you for that compliment. She's talking about the magazine. Yes. So I would definitely give you links in the YouTube video. And I posted a lot on Facebook. If you've gone on Facebook, you'll see it there as well. Absolutely. So here's my quotes for tonight. I went Buddha and I went Christ because I found one on the tag to Yogi tea. If you've never done yogi detox tea, shame on you. It is so wonderful. And I do it when I know I've done a little overboard with taking in some acidic foods like sugar. The next day I make sure I have my yogi tea. But it said the unknown is where all outcomes are possible. Enter it with grace. Isn't that just wonderful? And so important for the times we're in. We truly have to accept that the unknown is where we need to go and where we need to be, because things have shifted so much, we can't figure these things out. And then when I was at Queen Adara's wonderful service on last Wednesday, and she had a guest speaker who is Apostle, I think I'm going to get her name wrong, but I think it's Geneva. Please forgive me if I said it wrong, but she did a beautiful reminder about one of my favorite stories regarding Jesus Christ, where he comes into contact with a woman who has issues, and found out from a Catholic friend, they call her Saint Veronica, but she's the one that says, if I can just touch the hem of his gown, I know that things will be better for me. And she reaches out, touches him. Jesus stops and says, who touched me? You know, and of course, he was talking about energetically. The apostle thought he was talking about physically. And in that, he responds to this woman and says, when she says, it was me, Rabbi. And he says, go home, you're healed. And he later teaches the disciples about believing, how it is so important to believe without any evidence. And that's what faith is about. So from the Yeshua, the Christ, we get, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Yeah, absolutely. So going beyond requires that, folks. You have to choose to believe. And believe that the unknown is your safe passage. That's what's going to get you through. As soon as we start trying to figure it out, it's not going to be a good day. No, it's not going to be a good day. Now, to go beyond and into the unknown, we definitely need support. And we do need to do it in a conscious manner as much as we can. Sometimes I've gone into the unknown. I got pushed into it, you know, it's like, okay, you got to leave this house. Okay, you got to leave this job, you know. Somebody's sick, you got to go take care of them, you know. Yeah, sometimes it happens like that. But when I have the opportunity to be conscious from the very beginning, then, yeah, there's going to be some preparation. We have to prepare to go beyond, to go into the unknown. Otherwise, we end up like what you see in this picture where you're just going around in a loop. You're going around in a circle. You think you've moved into something new, and then you find out, oh, this feels familiar. Am I reliving the same thing over again? And the answer is, yeah. Also, like it says in this meme, the people you meet are either reflections of a repeated cycle or guides towards a new start. Notice the difference. Yeah. So we really do need to take a moment and let ourselves prepare and write preparation for going beyond. Yeah. And going beyond isn't just moving forward, because, you know, we can move forward. But going beyond is where you're going to be taking some risk. You're going to have to be vulnerable because you're going into an unknown place. But here's why we do it. Yeah. We want to break from the chains of the past. We want to break from the chains of the trauma. We don't want the pain body running our lives anymore. We want to get freed up like that beautiful dove you see there. We want to get a liberated experience of our life, of who we are. Yeah. And so that's why we take the necessary risk. And again, what I'm talking about is, how do we do this consciously so that we don't feel victimized by things and, you know, have to go around complaining and being upset until you realize, oh, this is a gift. Oh, that's why this happened. That's why I'm in the unknown. Yeah, I'm getting freed up. Exactly. So the first four collected commitments that I've shared with you since January were really a preparation for going beyond. So let me go through them again quickly. The first one is about believing. You have to use your imagination to accept and hold on to your dreams of happy endings in life. Practice believing in your happy endings by consciously taking time to imagine them. Yes, we have to use the power of our imagination. This is what enables us to believe. And like Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. After belief, we have to really consciously take on healing. We have to recognize that the ancestors don't need you to repeat their journey. They want you to heal from it. And so this year, we are being more strongly than ever encouraged to heal ancestral wounds of what was done to oppress, marginalize, stereotype, and villainize people. This is pretty crucial, and there's going to be a lot more going on before the end of the year around this. But what this is about is really telling us, you know, heal and go forward. And what does healing mean? A lot of times it's about forgiveness. A lot of times it is about speaking a truth and being okay with that. A lot of times it can be about releasing yourself from situations, people, thoughts, ideas, beliefs, whatever, that really isn't resonating with you, doesn't feel good to you. And of course, it can be even deeper than that. If we're healing from our trauma, some form of trauma, then that means we do need to get some help, whether it's professional help, whether it's a coach or counselor, whatever. But this is really about how do we get ourselves out of a hole and really move forward. And again, breaking through those cycles of suffering, of belief in suffering, all of that is what this one, this preparation is about. Because think about it. Can you really go beyond if you are still repeating your ancestral wounds? No, no. Next, it is about moving forward. And this is about consciously experiencing yourself and your life from the inside out. So now we're going into a higher dimension, into a higher timeline. This is new opportunities, people, and experiences will become more aligned to your authentic self, and you will have more challenges and adversities resolve more easily and effortlessly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Carmen's shout out is, wow, this is so true. Yeah, definitely. We have to do that healing piece, and then we have to do this moving forward. We have to do this. New opportunities, new people. One of the reasons I said yes to Carmen to being her editor-in-chief, I knew that, okay, there's something new here, something new for me to learn, something new for me to get, something new for me to do. So, now, living on purpose, last but not least, your job is not your purpose. That's what I talked about all last month. Your job can be an expression of purpose, but your purpose is much greater than a job. Your purpose is connected to your soul, the center of your inner landscape that holds the truth of who you are. And so those four learnings, guidance, pieces of guidance, those four things are your preparation for going beyond. So if you haven't touched on all four of those, I'd say that's your home practice. Make sure that you are believing, you're working on believing, you're working on healing ancestral wounds. You are moving forward from the inside out, meaning not making somebody else responsible for what you're believing about yourself, really doing the self-mastery work. And then last but not least, that you really are living on purpose and that you're in the process of doing that. And once you do this conscious preparation, you're going to come to a fork in the road. Yeah. And this is about choosing your direction. And there's only two that you need to choose from. It's either a direction of fear or a direction of love. A lot of times, again, especially if we get pushed into going beyond, we will take the route of fear. And it's very hard. It's very challenging. You don't realize that you're really on a treasure hunt and that there's treasure waiting for you. You just complain and it's just not a good day. Yeah. But if you take the route of love, and you can get to the love route, even though you first start off in fear, you can get back to the love. Yeah, I have done that many times. And the love route is where no matter what challenge or adversity shows up, no matter what boogeyman shows up, you're just like, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get through this because I am clear that there is something waiting for me. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know I can get there. Absolutely. So just to be conscious of this, that you have a choice. You can go into towards the unknown out of fear, or you can do it out of love. And what does that mean, out of love? That means that you're trusting. You're trusting that it is designed for you and that the universe has your back, your God has your back. Yeah, that's the love piece. Absolutely. The fear is what? Victim. You feel like a victim. Oh, why do I have to do this? So let's talk modes of transportation. Now, this, of course, is an analogy that I'm using because going beyond requires movement away from negativity, negative beliefs about ourselves that the trauma-rama has left behind, and why? For us to heal. That's really what it's about. So you must consciously check in with yourself about the mode or modes of transportation that you want to use to get beyond your pain body running your life. Yeah. To get beyond feeling like a victim. To get beyond, I can't do this. It can't happen for me. I'm not enough. No, that's other people will be successful, but I won't, you know, all of whatever we are telling ourselves unconsciously or consciously. So this transportation piece I'm going to share with you, again, it's my analogy for how you intend to confront the negativity, the doubt, the disbelief, the self-sabotage, and even impatience, yeah, because part of this process of going into the unknown is you got to wait, right? You got to wait for what needs to show up to show up. You've got to wait to be taught, to be guided, to hear. You really have to have a lot of patience. You can't, because otherwise you'll try to do it yourself, and then you're not in the unknown. Then you threw yourself back through the hole. So this is all of what can hold you up from stepping into the unknown. And so you want to choose your mode of transportation based on where you're currently at and what's going to really work for you. I love this part because this is about I get to choose. So you can walk down the yellow brick road. You can stroll along. You can run down the road. You can bike down the road. You can take a train or you can take a car. Yeah. So again, it's talking about, right, about timing. So you can take your time and just stroll. You can run, quicken it up a little more, you know, or get a little steam engine and an automotive engine behind you so you go a little faster. But again, this is something that you get to choose. Nobody needs to tell you how you're going to go beyond. You get to choose that. And of course, gone beyond before and you've had experience like I have, you might want to go a step up. So you might sail into the unknown. You might fly a plane into the unknown. You might get on a rocket into the unknown, or, which I try to do now more than ever, you might use your fifth dimensional consciousness to go beyond, to go into the unknown. And again, the mode of transportation doesn't matter. What matters is you're choosing one that really works right for you, that you're not trying to imitate somebody else. You know, you look at somebody and say, oh, they're doing that rocket. I want to do a rocket. I want to get through this quick. I want to, you know, no. Starting off on the yellow brick road makes a lot of sense. And that's how I started. I started very slowly, very carefully. I was listening, you know, all of that. Yeah. So you can take your time with it. Absolutely. Ah, there's Priya. She says, hi, JoJapa. So glad to catch this live. Thank you, Priya. I'm so glad you're here, too. I love having an audience. So once you've done your preparation, once you've chosen the direction you want to go in, fear or love, and once you have really selected your mode of transportation, then you get to the really next important piece in going beyond into the unknown, which is you have to open yourself up to receive help.
Yes.
And help from a greater order and direction first. Yeah. You go to your God and you say, God, I ask and thank you for enabling me to go beyond. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the first place you go. Then you say, send me whoever, whatever, everything that I need to be able to go beyond from a place of love, not fear, in a mode of transportation that works for me, and based on those four preparatory things that I did so that I stay grounded, I stay conscious, I'm choosing the higher timeline. Yeah, all of that, all of that. And so in my own personal life, when I've done Go Beyond consciously, or even if I got thrown into it and then I was like, okay, I need some help, I need some support, I want to share with you two tools that I use. And, you know, these things came to me from other people, or maybe I was listening to, I don't know, something on the radio or something. I don't know. But it's, you know, or I was in a bookstore. A lot of times I would go to the bookstore and I would just go to the spiritual section. They call it something else now, you know. I can't remember. I was in Barnes and I was like, oh, wow, they really amped it up, because before it was just maybe one little shelf in terms of spirituality. But I would go and I would look for something new that would jump out at me and give me the guidance that I need. And so I want to share with you this that I have used, which is the Jabez Prayer. And the Jabez Prayer, I really recommend getting the book, reading through the book so that you understand better how Bruce Wilkinson is understanding this and breaking it down. He's kind of more conservative than I like in terms of his personal life and what he does, but he nails it. He nails it about the power of this prayer. Nails it. It comes from the Old Testament. And it's very simple, but oh my goodness, this is so powerful. And I'll just read it aloud. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And what's so amazing about this is it comes from the book of Chronicles, which is chronicling, you know, kind of, you know, all the names of all the people of all the tribes of Israel at that time. And it's just one name after another after another. And then there's this break, and the scribe starts talking about this person, Jabez, whose mother called him that because he was born and she had so much pain when she bore him. And so his name is basically Pain, but it says that he was, you know, just really loved by God. And it shares this prayer that he would say. And I can tell you, when I've used this, it shifted some things for me in a way I never thought they could get shifted. Yeah, yeah. It gave me the help that I needed in ways I couldn't imagine. And so to me, you want a tool like this. You want something that is very mysterious, that you can't imagine, you know, that these phrases, the vibration held in these words, would actually help to remove blocks for you, would actually bring into your life something that you need to go beyond. Yeah, but that was my experience. The other book I want to recommend from Bruce Wilkinson, which is a fable called The Dream Giver. This was given to me by a friend. I think it might have been Denise. And what was so amazing is it, again, came to me right at a right time. I needed it when I was on my journey, literally on my journey, nomadic journey. And it is such a great story about how we get called to go beyond. And he talks about, you know, the border bullies that can show up, you know, how it is that you can try to get stopped. But it's also about being on purpose and living your purpose, you know, that we are all given this dream, and that white feather is an indication that, you know, your dream has been given to you. It's time to and act on it. So I hope that you'll find that helpful. Again, choose whatever you want, but get yourself some help for this going beyond. In terms of ritual, I recommend Earth Ritual. You can find guidance for that in my book, Wisdom and Walk to Self-Mastery, because the Earth Ritual is all about gratitude. And that's what this is about in terms of going beyond. We need to be grateful for what we have right now. Yeah. So that you're stepping into the unknown from a place of love, from a place of gratitude, from a place of openness. And that's how you want to be able to be. That's the posture you want to be in, to be able to go beyond easily and effortlessly so that you can get all of the treasure that's waiting. Yeah. So I will be back with a part two about this, but this is a good opening about going beyond. When I come back, I'll be talking about some of the reasons why we may start to go beyond, but we turn back, what that's about. Yeah. Here's my Sarah saying for the month. Miss Sarah said, failure is impossible. It is an illusion. Nothing is a failure. Everything moves the human story, hence the progress of evolution forward. Everything advances you on your journey. Ashe, ashe. Thank you, Mama Sarah. Yes. And for those of you who are new and maybe you're listening for the first time, this delicious woman was a friend of mine who I got to spend the last 3 years of her life with. She died when she was 96 years old, and she lived her life to the fullest and taught me many ways to do that, yeah. And she died naturally. She was healthy. She died in her bed. She knew she was leaving. She was loving and supportive of me, even on her deathbed. She was just an amazing human being, yeah. So we are now at the close of this Wisdom Walk talk. Always, I want to first do a big shout out to my wonderful technician, and tonight I got Brother Forrest. Woohoo! I also want to acknowledge Yvette Parker, because she is also very important. And again, these are the people that have given me platform like Carmen Ray so that I can share my wisdom, my gifts, and my talents and do what it is that God is calling me to do in the world. So thank you, Black Hole Radio. Be well, and all of you. I love you so much. I also want to do a shout out to all my regular listeners out there, to all of you who have wisdom walked with me and you know who you are, to my family on both coasts and in the middle of the country, to my spiritual kin everywhere, to my transformational leadership colleagues and the medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and to those of you who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you, because I couldn't do this without you and your willingness to listen and to watch. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Now, for those of you who are listening in over the radio, just to let you know that I did drop an Elemental Wisdom for the month of May. It's on YouTube, and also my preface and piano, or piano and preface that I do for the Wisdom Walk Talk is also available on my YouTube channel. I will be dropping some astrology for self-mastery for you on Tuesday when we have that new moon in the sign of Taurus, so it really should be interesting. Now, this broadcast will become a podcast, meaning it'll be repeated next Sunday, the 12th, and then my next live multicast will be on Sunday, May 19th, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, I'll give you that second part of going beyond into the unknown. Really, really important. As always, I want to just quick shout out about my book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, available online, Kindle, Walmart, Amazon. Also, my dear friend, Quinita Roberson, who I'm getting ready to be able to visit in Cincinnati. It's the Underground Railroad that she wrote with Amy Houghton, also available online and through Kindle. And a wonderful shout out to Queen Reverend Adara, who does a Heart for Healing service on Zoom the first and third Wednesday of every month. It will be this week on the 8th when she will be doing that. And I encourage you to go to her website, spiritismylife.com, where you will click on events and get access to the Zoom link. Yeah. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, please have a very healthy and safe water week that we started yesterday. We start tomorrow, becoming peaceful and reconciling and transforming any negativity within yourself or with others. Of course, continue to wear your mask when needed and or strengthen your immune system. Practice safe relating, wash those hands frequently, avoid perceived safety, practice and embrace science safety. And most importantly, do remember that you are not disposable. And why is that? Because you are divine. Thank you for being here. See you soon. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.